بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
Is your name, sister?
My name is Faris Khan. I'm from Houston, Texas.
MashaAllah, you're all the way, come all the way from Houston, Texas. This is the first time you have come to Muslim Congress?
No, I have been attending it almost every year.
And how did you come over here this time?
I flew, you know, by plane.
Okay, MashaAllah, so Houston is quite far away from here. What keeps you coming back to Muslim Congress, especially coming from all the way from Houston to Detroit this year?
I enjoy the surroundings, being with all our Shia Muslims, and I enjoy learning things from different ulamas. I really was impressed with Maulana Saudagar's speech this morning. And I like the environment, and I like to see. I've lived in America for 43 years now, have children and grandchildren. And it's really nice to see the young people participating, because I have growing grandsons and I like to see them being active like yourself, being a volunteer. You know, you yourself are an example for people who are younger than you and maybe people who are your age.
MashaAllah, so this is amazing, and we really look forward to your prayers and your wishes. Do you have any message for people who may be considering whether they should come to Muslim Congress? You know, everybody has a busy schedule. So what is your advice for people who have never attended Muslim Congress and may be considering it for the next year, inshallah?
I think they should plan it. Some people who have come here, it has not been an easy experience for them. But you know, nowadays flying is very easy. You have frequent flyer miles. You can plan ahead and you can travel light. And you know, sometimes you make mistakes while you're traveling, and don't repeat those mistakes. And also come prepared with a notebook. I always bring a pen and a notebook with me, a writing pad, and I make notes, and I enjoy reading to my sisters once I go back home, and I share the special verses of Quran and whatever else the conference was all about.
Hey, MashaAllah, so you're not only learning yourself here, but you actually become an ambassador of light for others, and you're able to propagate that message that is giving out. Do you have any wishes in prayer for Muslim Congress?
I wish for this Muslim Congress to continue and support the Muslims all over the nation, and also I don't know whatever new things are coming. You know, I've been a speaker myself from last 25 years really. I've been giving speeches, so I enjoy it in a different way. My outlook is, I think this should not stop, and we should continue in, and whatever it takes, make it more entertaining if you want, for the kids and the young people, make it more attractive, do whatever it takes, but keep this Muslim Congress thing going.
MashaAllah, thank you so much. Very, very nice wishes and very nice words. I learned a lot from you, and I hope to see you again at the next conference.
Thank you. If I'm well and alive, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you start by introducing yourself, your name, and what do you? I know you're one of the organizers for Muslim Congress. So can you describe your function and some of the objectives of the organization?
My name is Musa Khan. I'm from New Jersey. I'm part of the board of directors, and I'm a volunteer for Muslim Congress, and I help them in organizing this event.
So what are the core objectives of Muslim Congress? Why did you guys decide that there was a need for such a organization to be established, and why do you hold this conference?
We wanted to have an organization which is dedicated to spreading the true values of Islam. And Muslim Congress is an organization which is run by the board of directors under the guardianship of the ulama, who are the board of trustees.
Okay, MashaAllah. And I think that this differentiates Muslim Congress from other organizations, in the sense of, do you have, okay, well, we'll get it out. So in the sense, can you talk about a little bit about what kind of policies are set by ulama, and what is the role of directors in terms of executing those policies?
The ulama give us the direction, and the board of directors implement it. But you know, in the sense that the board of directors also See, whatever we do it under the guidance of the ulama, in the sense when we are doing something, the ulama, if there's something wrong with it, the ulama will say, okay, this is what it is wrong. But except that, you know, it's the board of directors who take out the initiative and they come up with the projects and they implement the projects. Like right now, some of our projects here, we have a, many of those projects. One of them is Justice 360. There is also a No More Hunger project. We also have camps which have been held in various cities all across the US. And we also have, as you know, this annual conference. So, and we also got the syllabus done. So basically, like for example, if I can take the aspect of the syllabus has been read and approved by the ulama. It's not like somebody who is not an alim who, you know, who is just publishing the syllabus.
MashaAllah, the last question I have is, you know, there are people who have heard about Muslim Congress, but they've actually never attended it. They've heard good things about it. They've been to the website. They may be considering whether to attend or not in the next conference. What is your message to people who have actually never come to Muslim Congress? What would you like to say to them?
I would like to tell them that come and see it for yourself. This is the largest grouping of Shia Muslims, as far as I know, within the United States. More than 1500 people come here, and it's a good value for people to come take a look at the, you know, attend the sessions and get together, meet other people from your community. It gives a very good perspective. Most of the all the women are in hijab, and you know, there's a different value to it. Just come and take a look. That's what I would say.
Thank you very much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for all your volunteer work and bless all the ulama and volunteers of Muslim Congress.
Thank you.
Thank you, Salam. Okay, can you start by introducing yourself?
My name is Jameel Haider. I live in the Seattle area. And I'm also a director on the board of Muslim Congress. And I'm a software professional. That's what I do for a living.
Okay, and we just noticed that at the back of the Muslim Congress pamphlet that we have received, the brochure, there is something about the Islamic syllabus being established from grade 1 to grade 5. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Islamic syllabus is all about and how is it different from many other syllabuses that are actually out there right now?
So as you heard in the presentation by Maulana Beg, this effort started several years ago where we identified the need for a syllabus which is both age appropriate, both in terms of content as well as the language suitable for the age group, as well as an approach which is distinctly different from what's available today. And the approach has two elements to it. One is what we call integration, where a topic is taken and a topic is treated both from the perspective of the Quran, of the Hadith, from history, from fiqh. So we bring all those elements together to teach a concept. For example, you know, if you take grade 1, the very first lesson is about repentance. So we bring repentance from the ayats of the Holy Quran. We bring history about Hazrat Hur alayhi salam, who repented after he did what he did in Karbala, and so forth. So that's one element. The other element we bring is what we call a spiral curriculum, where we take a concept and we go deeper and deeper and deeper into the concept as the grades go higher and higher and higher. So, for example, when we take the concept of Tawheed, at the grade 1 level, it's very basic. We look at the nature, we recognize that there has to be a creator. And as we go deeper, we understand Tawheed from the attributes of Allah and so forth. So, there's a concept of spiral curriculum, which is well known in the educator community. We have implemented that.
MashaAllah, this is wonderful. In terms of the quality assurance though, how have you ensured that what is in the syllabus is actually in line with Islam, and there are no views out there, or there are ideologies out there that may not be in line with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? What has been your quality assurance process?
So we have gone through multiple reviews, multiple levels of reviews, where the first level of review was from the educators themselves. The second level of review was from the editing team. The third and the fourth level of review was from the ulamas themselves. So we went through four levels of reviews. And we, to the best of our ability, we have ensured that the perspective, the information is from the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as accurate as possible.
Okay, wonderful. So in terms of the curriculum, then this curriculum has been checked and approved and governed under the guidance of ulama. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the board of trustees have individually taken responsibility to review and approve the content.
Okay, wonderful. My last question is around, you know, madrasas and different Sunday schools and other schools that may want to adopt this. One of their concerns that we often hear is that the syllabuses that are available have really been developed for children that may be living in Muslim countries like Iran, Iraq, you know, Pakistan, India. They're good syllabuses, but they are really designed for children growing up in a Muslim country. What is, again, different about this syllabus? Is the syllabus designed with Muslim children who may actually be growing in Canadian, American, and European societies?
Absolutely. That was one of the criteria we established pretty early on. And the way it manifested, I mean, you would see, for example, even the translations of the ayats of the Holy Quran are done specifically with the English language as spoken in the West, and even the choice of words again reflects the age group as well. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is even the metaphors we use, for example, to show concepts. For example, in akhlaq, in Eastern countries, you might see an example of somebody trying to help a person cross a street. Well, people don't cross streets here, right? So we use a concept such as helping your mom unload groceries, right?
Inshallah.
Things like that. So we have used metaphors which are appropriate for this environment as well.
Excellent. So the madrasas who want to adopt the syllabus, what can they do to actually acquire it and go ahead and implement it?
So we have an ordering process. We are taking orders here at the conference. Our website on Muslim Congress has a link for the syllabus. We have established an email alias called syllabus@muslimcongress.org. They can email us, they can place the order, and inshallah we plan to fulfill all the orders before the start of the school year, which typically starts in September.
Thank you so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and all the volunteers and ulama of Muslim Congress for your wonderful work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Is this your first time at Muslim Congress?
Yes, my first time here at Muslim Congress, alhamdulillah.
And how's your experience been so far?
Alhamdulillah, it's been amazing. I see a lot of the communities from across Canada. Really good, great organization, and certainly it's well worth coming every year.
And what are some of your expectations from, what do you expect to take back from this conference?
I think a lot of it is the most important, like the topic itself, which is justice. And us living in the West is so important to understand what justice means so that we can share it with people that, you know, that need it. And also it is something that's everyone accepts and everyone looks for justice regardless of faith or origin or race. So for us to understand what true meaning of justice is and being able to share it with, when we go back to our own cities with our friends and our colleagues, it becomes very important to spread that message, what true justice in the face of Islam.
So just lastly, I understand you're coming all the way from Canada. Just two parts, are there a lot of people from Canada here? And like, how would you promote this in Canada to your fellow peers there?
Essentially, it's a huge community coming together. And in Canada, like in Toronto that we live, we have so many communities, but we haven't put together a big event like this, combining many communities into one. And I think this event shows that regardless of origin and faith, origin of culture, whether you're Hyderabadi, Pakistani, or Arab, or, you know, wherever you're from, we can all come together under the, you know, being a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, being the follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that we can come together in their message. And we can come together and learn, eat with each other, learn with each other, and share, you know, what we understand and how we cope with things so that we can help other communities when they go back. And that's the key, is how one community helping another. And it's so much needed across the western part of the world, I guess.
All right, thanks a lot.
And where are you from?
I'm Aliyah, and I'm from Houston, Texas.
And Aliyah, Houston, Texas is very far away. What made you come all the way from Houston to here to attend this conference?
Well, actually, we've been attending this conference since it started. And we like road trips, and it's a good family adventure. Also, I'm in the play for the Muslim Congress, so.
Wow, mashallah. So you actually drove from Houston to Detroit?
Yes, we did.
Wow, and mashallah. So you must really like this conference to take so much pains. Can you tell me a little bit about what do you love about this conference that keeps you coming back to it?
Well, I really love how you get to meet other Muslims from different states. It's a really good opportunity to network. And also, a few of the lecturers, for example, Sheikh Hamza, I really love his speeches. So, you know, it's one of the things. And it's just, you know, it's good vacation time with your family.
Okay, and I don't want you to give away the main themes for the play, but in terms of what can you share with us about the play? How was your experience in terms of practicing? How long have you guys been practicing? I've heard it's really beautiful, and last year was wonderful as well. So can you tell us, without telling us the script of the play, can you tell us a little bit more about the play?
Yeah, sure. Well, as far as preparing for the play, it's been a lot of fun. Very interesting. I've never been involved in a play before, so it's very, you know, fun to be a part of. Basically, without giving away too much of the play, I could say that it's about finding a spouse and, you know, good intentions, and it's very amusing but still serious way of expressing, you know, all sides of when it comes to looking for a spouse, and inshallah you'll enjoy it.
Wonderful. My last question is, there are people of your age who may not have ever attended the Muslim Congress before. Do you have some advice for them? Is this a conference worth attending? Obviously you've been attending it, but what is your advice to somebody who may not have attended the conference before?
I would say, you know, definitely just try to be involved in all the speeches. You know, it's a good opportunity to learn something you haven't before, which is perfect, because it's so hard nowadays to just, you know, get a speaker that you can actually enjoy listening to. And here at Muslim Congress, they definitely have many, many opportunities to get a good speech that's very, you know, understanding to what you're going through.
Thank you so much. May Allah bless you for participating in the play and for speaking so eloquently. Thank you. The morning session has just ended and the lunch has started at Muslim Congress. And as you can see, mashallah, this year, like other years, we have a very diverse audience. This is truly a Shia conference, Shia Muslim conference, where the bonding that occurs between people is based on Inni Salman Liman Salamakum Waharbun Liman Harabakum, and not any other ethnic bond. So alhamdulillah, we have people from all ethnicities, many different cities. We have people from Toronto, from Houston, from Florida, from California. We have people of all ages. We have people who are more than 65 years of age, and we have people who are less than 5 years old. And all of them have come here to pay their allegiance to Imam Mahdi Akhir Zaman alayhi salam, and to build a bond between the community, between their brothers. The organizers and the participants of this conference are really following the Islami Nabi Muhammadi, the pure Islam, an Islam that believes on integration without compromise, an Islam that believes on showing the way to others rather than being fascinated and losing your own values. It is an Islam of Hayhat min al-Zilla. It is the Islam of Karbala, and it is the Islam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and that is the Islam practiced by the ulama, the board of directors, the volunteers, and the participants here. And inshallah, these people have the burning desire to become the Ansar of the last Imam, Imam Mahdi Akhir Zaman alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum. What is your name?
It's Mohsin Najrali.
And Mohsin, where are you from?
From Toronto.
Hey, and Mohsin, is this your first Muslim Congress, or have you been here before?
I've been here a few times.
And what is the main attraction for you at the Muslim Congress? What keeps you coming back to this conference?
I believe that it brings out a lot of awareness of the Shia Ummah that we have, and it brings a lot of muhabbat and love amongst our Shias, and that we're not alone in this society, that there are a lot of people amongst us who are spiritually wanting to improve themselves in this society.
And what is your message for someone who has never attended the Muslim Congress before? They might have heard some good things about it, but they've actually never been here. What is the message? Do you think this conference is worth it?
I believe in life we have to have an open mind to see, you know, that there might be more light in the end of the tunnel somewhere else. And I think it's a good awakening call for a lot of people who have been stuck in their own ways, in their narrow-minded ways, and they have a lot of complaints within themselves about their community, this would open a lot of suggestions and a lot of awareness in their own society that they could bring or practical life to their own community.
Okay, wonderful, Brother Mohsin Najjar Ali. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much. And we hope to see you in the next conference as well.
Inshallah, you too.
Muslim Congress is a volunteer-run organization, and alhamdulillah, we are blessed to have people of all ages and from all parts of North America volunteer for this organization. They have a desire to serve, and as you can see, our volunteers right now are serving food. Many of them will actually only eat once they have served each and every participants of this conference, and really that is a unique feature of Muslim Congress. It's really a grassroots organization in terms of the passion, the commitment, and the dedication of its volunteer, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them, and may we continue to get great volunteers from the continent. This year we have over 1700 people who have come from across North America to attend this conference. Mashallah, we have a large number of ulama that are here, and as you can see, they're mingling with communities, not just communities that are from their hometown, but actually communities from across the continent have gathered here. And one of the beautiful things about Muslim Congress is that it allows Mu'mineen to establish these networks and friendships and relationships, and then use them throughout the year for spreading the message of Karbala and for serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yeah, I'm here with Hujjatul Islam Hamza Sadagar, whose opening keynote was very well received by the attendees of the Muslim Congress. I wanted to ask you, what is your message for the people who are attending the 8th annual Muslim Congress?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This platform is one that creates a very good environment in terms of brotherhood. Everybody getting to know one another. It brings this positive energy that I hope we are able to preserve. Secondly, it has a very spiritual environment that if we want to be part of, we can be. With the jama'ah prayers, the du'as that are recited, trying to refrain from sin, seeing all the brothers and sisters that are similar in that, it gives a spiritual boost, especially in this month of Sha'ban, which we're working our way to the month of Ramadan, inshallah. We're able to refine ourselves more. It's a very spiritual environment, and I hope we're able to benefit from the spiritual environment here. And thirdly, from the perspective of knowledge, there's many scholars that are very knowledgeable, plenty of them, Sadat, Shuyukh, that are there, and the attendees can, inshallah, refer to them, try to increase their knowledge, as that's a very important part of self-development. These are, I think, if we, because the platform is there, if we don't benefit from it, that's our loss. We've come all this way and haven't been able to benefit from it.
Okay, thank you. And you know, there are many people who have heard about Muslim Congress now, alhamdulillah. They know there is an organization that exists, they know there's a conference being held, but they've actually never attended it, and they're thinking about whether this is something that would be worth their time. You know, they are very busy, there are lots of conferences and events going on. What is your advice for someone who has not attended conference and maybe considering attendance at the 9th annual conference?
Well, what I have to say to them is that, brothers and sisters, there's no words that can really explain to you the experience here. The only way to have it is to actually experience it. It's a very different experience that I'm sure, speaking personally, coming and attending myself, and also others who've attended, it's an experience that's really not comparable to anything else that they've experienced in this part of the world. So in order to know what it is, they just need to come and try it out.
MashaAllah, thank you so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and all the other ulama that are part of Muslim Congress and volunteers of Muslim Congress as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can we start by introducing you? Would you like to tell your name and introduce yourself?
Yes, inshallah. My name is Sayyid Abad Arwahidi. I came from California.
And mashallah, you know, I was mesmerized by the beautiful recitation of Quran that you did in the morning. I'm really looking forward to your recitations in the coming the programs as well. What made you become a Qari and a Hafiz of Quran?
Actually, there is a lot of reason, you know, for everybody to become Quran. Actually, the first reason is tawfiq, you know, and helps from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tawakkul and tawassul, a'imma athar alayhi salatu wa salam. And alhamdulillah, my parents, they were encouraging me every day, you know, to recite Quran. They were reciting Quran every day after every prayer. So alhamdulillah, if we make our family, our house, our society Quranic and spiritual, of course, inshallah, we should have a lot of qaris better than me, even inshallah.
Okay, mashallah. Now, in terms of Muslim Congress, I know you flew all the way from California. What is your opinion of the Muslim Congress? And just as a participant, as an alim, how do you enjoy being here?
Alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful conference and gathering. A lot of people, you know, came from any, you know, different states, like from Canada, from different countries, from England. So it's a very beautiful unity, you know, especially in this country, you know, it's a non-Muslim country. So sometimes maybe Muslim people, they feel very lonely, you know. But in, like, in these programs, conferences, you know, we feel very nice, you know, feeling we have, and a very beautiful unity. And this is my advice for everybody, inshallah, to come to these conference every year, inshallah.
Thank you so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and increase your tawfiqati khair. And again, thank you so much for you know, for your beautiful recitation of Quran, and we look forward to that in the coming sessions as well. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.